universe responding. Universe responding.
Are you ready to learn to co-create the life that you've always imagined? Then welcome to Universe Responding with Valerie Crabtree. Valerie shares the universe responding concept through her books and articles, presentations and workshops, social networking, and radio. During this hour, she'll discuss how you can use the universe responding spiritual model for life so you can work in partnership with God for everything from making your daily decisions to achieving your life-changing goals. Now, here's Valerie.
Welcome to Universe Responding on Unity FM. I'm Valerie Crabtree, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. Today, we're going to welcome Becky Hayes and Jim Holznecht, the producers and directors of the exciting, inspiring new movie, Beyond Belief. The purpose of the Universe Responding program and every program that we do on Unity FM is to share with you how to use the universe responding spiritual model for life to co-create the life that you've always imagined. Well, now, Jim and Becky, I'd like to welcome you. Thank you so much for joining us at Universe Responding on Unity FM.
Thanks for having us, Valerie.
I just want you to know I really enjoyed the movie. And as I had spoken with you earlier, Jim and Becky, I thought that the music and the graphics were just spectacular. Who did you have that did the graphics for you on that movie? Becky?
We did the graphics ourselves, Jim and I.
Wow. Boy, those were fabulous. And where did what about the music?
Some of the keying and was outsourced to a company called TexFX, Gary Walker here in Austin, Texas.
Well, I just thought, Becky, that the music and the graphics, they were just outstanding. So I really just congratulate you on just the artistic achievement of that movie.
Well, thank you.
What I'd like to do is take a moment before we get into the substance of our discussion. I would just like to read the press release that Becky, you and Jim provided to me. Just so that our listeners have an idea about the direction that you, about the movie Beyond Belief, the direction that movie goes. It says, embark on a journey of expanded awareness, beyond belief. This innovative film reveals the role beliefs and the subconscious mind play in creating your experience. Uncover the source of limiting beliefs that stop you from having what you want. Beyond Belief provides tools to release limiting beliefs and remove obstacles that are blocking you. Discover the powerful resources you have buried deep inside. Unleash the potential of your creative mind. Wake up to your dream life. Beyond Belief features some of the top authors, researchers, scientists, teachers, psychologists, and personal transformation experts, healers, and spiritual leaders in the world. And, you know, Jim, I just wanted to let you know that was very effective in the way that, well, of course, not only the graphics and the music, but the actual substance of the movie, how you were able to effectively deliver your message through your techniques that you used. I congratulate you on that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I thought that the way that the movie was divided up, and in our second segment, we'll talk more about that when we come back after the break. But I just want you to know that I just thought it was a very effective way of doing this. But now before we start talking about the movie, I want to talk about Jim, you and Becky. And so if you could, Jim, perhaps start off by telling me a little bit about your background. And especially how you, Jim, came to experience and appreciate a new thought way of life. And after you tell me your story, I'm going to have Becky tell me hers. So, Jim, you want to begin?
Sure. I first started in video production. I was living overseas in Russia and wrote a grant to do a documentary about Russia's transformation to a market economy. And that was in 94. And then when I came back, I've been working in industrial and corporate training videos. I worked for PBS for a couple of years. About 5 years ago, I started a educational film company where I produce documentaries for colleges and universities. And then in 2008, that's when we started production for Beyond Belief.
Okay. All right. Great. And Becky, what about your background?
Well, my background, I started, even before I started in video, I used to play music, which sounds not related, but I think it is relevant when you actually edit. A lot of people think about visuals, but like you said, the music is very important. It can make or break it, the soundtrack. And then I did that for several years. That was all I wanted to do. And then when I got into video, I owned a video co-owned a video company for almost 10 years where we produced training educational videos. And I had gotten out of that and thought that I was finished with video when I met Jim in an NLP practitioner training, and that this documentary is actually what brought me back into media. But it brought everything together that I'd been doing in my life with video, with music, and with NLP, and the training I'd been doing with NLP and some other similar tools. It all came together in a way I never would have expected with this documentary, Beyond Belief.
Well, that would certainly, from a universe responding standpoint, we would say that that series of coincidences that you had when you and Jim met at your NLP training and you got together, certainly were, I would believe, were messages from the universe guiding you to make this movie. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely believe that. The way that Jim and I met in the training on the very first day, an exercise they had us do was to stand up and say three words to describe ourselves. And this was in Dallas. There were only three people there from Austin, including me. And Jim went before I did. I already had my three words ready in my head. And Jim stood up and said, "I'm a filmmaker from Austin." And I thought, well, that's a coincidence. I'm a filmmaker from Austin. And then he said his words, and they were the same three words as mine exactly.
Wow, that's great. And so how did you end up then approaching Jim with this idea, or did Jim approach you with the idea?
Jim approached me. He came to me. It was actually quite a bit later after we'd finished the training, and I'd started my practice. My intention at the time, I sold my video company, was to be an NLP practitioner, hypnotherapist, and I was seeing clients in sessions one-on-one, and I thought I might make videos around that somewhat, but I had no intention of ever producing videos again like I had in the past. But when Jim came to me with this idea, that's what brought me back into it. And I knew, and he'll tell you this too, that he had an intuition we would be working together. I didn't think that at the time in the training because I was on my way out of it, but it just seemed like it was supposed to happen, really, the whole process, like it's been led, like this is something that we're supposed to be doing.
That's so wonderful when that happens, isn't it, Becky?
It is. When you allow it to happen, it's very nice. If you just get out of the way and let it happen.
Yes, that's sort of whenever we talk about letting go and letting God, I think that the letting go part means you need to get out of the way. You put those constructive thoughts out there. And as you have emphasized in your movie, the subconscious is very powerful, not only the limiting belief part of the subconscious, but also the constructive thoughts that you have in your subconscious you might not even be aware of. And the universe is working to send messages to you and guiding you to those decisions.
That's right.
Sounds like you might have had some subconscious thoughts, you and Jim, out there that kind of collided in that marvelous coincidence that gave you that guidance. So Jim, what was your reaction to that when you said you had that intuitive feeling that you thought you might make this movie?
Well, when we were, as Becky mentioned, we were up in the NLP training, and when she discussed being a filmmaker in Austin, I had a feeling that we'd work together in some way, you know, shape or form. And then I was really influenced by movies such as The Secret and What the Bleep Do We Know, and started looking at the whole manifestation process, but wanted to take a deeper cut at it. I felt like there was something, you know, with my work in NLP, there was something missing from the conversation, and that's what I wanted. You know, Becky and I both wanted to look at, and the process kind of evolved. I mean, what we had originally intended, and then actually interviewing the people that we interviewed, the message of the limiting beliefs and connection with the subconscious, you know, evolved out of that. So that was the process itself of the film was a really great example of just kind of getting out of the way and letting, you know, universal energy, universal consciousness kind of take over and have that guide you.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. That so you were kind of holding a constructive thought in mind about the possibility of making a movie at the time you met Becky?
Yes. I, you know, I'd wanted to produce something that, you know, would make a difference for people. I had been influenced by movies like The Secret and What Right. They Bleep, and it just felt like, but there was something a little deeper that needed to be, you know, addressed. And it really wasn't until actually the 2008 in the like March, April timeframe when we talked about working, you know, together and doing this project.
Yeah. I just think that's always so interesting when you can take that constructive thought and be able to see from your constructive thought. And the two of you are just wonderful examples of the universe responding spiritual model for life, taking that constructive thought and transforming it into a reality in your life. To take that constructive thought about wanting to make a movie and the that would share tools and methods and guidance on how we can manifest what we want in our lives and be able to take and actually manifest that project in your life, that's just a wonderful example of what we talk about every week on this show. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Sure. Yeah, I think a lot of it's just being open to that process, you know, and just allowing it to, you know, allowing yourself to kind of be a conduit for kind of a bigger message, you know.
Now, how long did it take the two of you to make this movie, Becky?
Well, I guess when we started 2008, so it's been almost 2 years.
All right. And I was very interested because you have an awful lot of very impressive folks that you have in your movie. Who are some of those people that are in your movie?
Well, one of
Becky.
There's so many. It's hard to. There's, I think there's 24 speakers in there. One I always mention because it's important to me too is Julia Cameron, because she was also a big part of my past. She wrote The Artist's Way, which is sort of a 12-step for creativity for artists. And I did that book a long time ago, that process, which is what brought me out of music into video in the first place. I was obsessed with playing music and never thought I would do anything else. And that opened up my creativity more and my spirituality, because Julia really ties creativity to spirituality. To her, they're very connected. And that opened up my spiritual life a lot more as well, which I never knew years ago back then, that later I'd be co-creating this documentary that she would appear in to talk
right.
about those tools, which was fabulous. And there are several great people in the documentary. Bruce Lipton, who wrote The Biology of Belief, was really excellent. He goes into a lot more about beliefs and how they actually affect us at a physical level in our bodies, that they're connected, our thoughts are beliefs, and how it's connected to the body. And he really also deals with the subconscious. I had studied it. I knew in the beginning when I met Jim that the unconscious would be a big part of this, because I also studied hypnosis, and that's where a lot of people think of hypnosis, like stage hypnosis, you know, and that's not really what real hypnotherapy is. But
right.
That's where I really learned about how powerful your unconscious mind is, that it's powerful beyond belief. It can do so much more than we realize, not only to block us if we have limiting beliefs, but also to help us create what we want. And Bruce Lipton really, even though I'd studied it in NLP and hypnosis and learned about it, I really got it from him in these interviews, how powerful it really is, that is really, it controls 95% of our behaviors, they're unconscious. And Bruce has a great way of explaining that in the documentary.
And Jim, thank you, Becky. And Jim, what name one of your, we only have about 20 seconds left before we go into break, but who is one of your favorite people that appeared?
Oh, that's a tough question. I mean, each of them affected me in different ways, and they're very powerful and had a great message. I mean, Jack Canfield had a lot of great stories and examples, as you can imagine, being, you know, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, just had a lot of great examples for things. A lot of the healers, you know, David Hamilton, you know, was really, really great. Jonathan Ellerbe, just very present. Just many, many people that we talked to, Wayne Hendricks, and so on. Okay. So it's hard to put a finger on any one particular. I think they each affected me different ways.
Well, Jim, thank you for that. We'll talk more about that after our break. I just want to say that Universe Responding is a practical application for our lives, just like Unity is. And our lives are enhanced when we take the concepts we learn and apply them. After the break, we'll be back and talk more about the movie Beyond Belief.
Now, we return to Valerie.
Universe Responding.
Welcome back. I'm Valerie Crabtree, and I am having a wonderful conversation with our guests, Becky and with Jim, who are the producers and directors of the new movie, Beyond Belief. And before we begin this next segment, how can I get this movie, Jim?
You go to www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com. You can see a trailer there as well as the people in the film. And then there's a link, a store link there that has all the different, the DVD, audio CD set, and workbook are available at that link.
Oh, great. A workbook. What do you use the workbook? Is it one that tracks with the movie?
Yes, it was. The intention was just to provide some tools, because, you know, we expose the concepts of the tools in the documentary, but there's not enough time in the documentary to go into, you know, any depth in any of them. But we basically, in the workbook, there's an opportunity to work with some of the tools in NLP, for example, and to actually, you know, use them.
That's a great idea, because so many times I think we have these wonderful things that are presented to us, and then we say, well, now what? Now what do we do with them? And,
exactly.
And so I think that's great that you have a workbook. That's fabulous. Well, you know, Becky, I noticed that the movie is divided into goals, limiting beliefs, tools, and then a number of smaller titles like Waking Up, Connection, Take Action, and Dream Life. How did you decide on these as the best way to present your teachings in the movie?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm not sure that Jim would agree with this, but this is my perception of it, is that in a way, the way that the movie's laid out almost follows one of the tools in NLP, which is called a well-formed outcome. Like when I see, even if I see clients in sessions or how they taught us to do a well, when someone comes in with a goal, rather than immediately jumping into the goal, you first help them define what that goal is. Often people come in saying, I want A, and what they really want is B, but they don't realize it. And so the first step is to help them go through a process to really define what the goal is. And the movie kind of follows that, which is it starts out with, what do you want? And then it looks at, okay, now what's stopping you from getting that? And now what are some of the tools you can use to change what's stopping you so you can reach those goals? But we wanted to add on sections in at the end, such as connection, and which is, has more of a spiritual base, to let people know that's a very important part of it as well.
Okay, all right, Jim. How, you know, it sounds like this might be something maybe you and Becky haven't really talked about. So this is a great time to talk about. Yeah. So Jim, what would you say your take is on why you structured the movie that way?
Well, organizationally, I think it, as Becky's mentioned, you know, it did evolve out of the, you know, kind of the narrative of the speakers. That's one of my favorite parts of, you know, of editing, is how the pieces kind of fit together. And in with our background in NLP, that just seemed like the best, you know, flow to really introduce, as Becky mentioned, you know, goals and help people define what that is for the, you know, for them, and then what stops them from getting there, and then the tools to actually overcome the limiting beliefs that they might have to actually be able to reach and accomplish what they want. So that structure evolved out of the narrative of, you know, interviewing 24 people and having their message come through, and then just seeing how that best fit together.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask you about the tools later, and I do plan on asking you about that because I want to follow our interview here the same way that the movie is set up. But I want to jump ahead just for one thing, because you've mentioned NLP quite a bit, and I would like for you to tell our listeners what NLP is and what it can do for someone. Jim?
Well, NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and as the experts in the film discussed, it's really, you know, provides some tools. It's the study of excellence, basically. So it, you know, it looks at the way that, and you know, the patterns, both the visual, auditory, kinesthetic patterns of someone who's doing an excellent behavior or an excellent performance, like say an athlete, for example, would do something. If you wanted to, you know, model that, business person, those kind of things, you could actually utilize the techniques in NLP to reach your outcomes and to perform, you know, those excellent behaviors, whatever those are for, you know, for yourself. So it's sort of a collection of different tools and techniques to do that. And Becky, who's actually a advanced master practitioner in NLP, would probably have some things to add about that too.
Okay, so Becky, let me ask you then. Thank you, Jim. Becky, mm-hmm. Let me ask you then. Let's say that I want to become a manager at my place of work. And right now I'm not a manager, but I have a good work record, but I just don't know how to get to that next level to be that manager at my place of work. And I would come to you as an NLP practitioner. Just very briefly, would that be something that you could help me with?
Absolutely.
And what would you do to help me?
Well, the first, again, following sort of the model of the documentary, would be to find out what your goal is, and then from there work with the tools to help you reach that goal. Because while you want to be a manager, and that's A, what you might really be looking at is, I want to be a manager, but I have fear around that, or I don't have the confidence. And so then we would work on that. Or is it more that you're just not motivated and you need motivation? So we look at what is stopping you. That's the first step, is to look at what's blocking you from reaching that goal. And then that's what we work on. That's where the tools come in handy. And NLP is effective for making changes at the unconscious level, like many of these tools are. So when it makes the changes unconsciously, then you just naturally start performing those behaviors without even consciously having to think about it or try to make yourself do it.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the things that I think is interesting, and I always like when we have discussions, to kind of compare and contrast different ways of thinking. You know, we're all getting to the same point, aren't we? But we are all getting there a little differently, and based upon the formulas or the tools or the models that we're using. And, you know, one of the things with universe responding is that we want to have a continuous communication with our higher power so that we can co-create every single aspect of our lives, whether it's the most smallest decision, the most minuscule thing, all the way up to the grandest goal. Now, is NLP something that would also help me with just all those little decisions that I make in the flow of my life? Becky?
And when you ask that, do you mean in relation to following your guidance universally or just with making the decisions?
Let's say I want to decide whether or not I should spend my money to buy a new couch or put it in my child's college fund. That might not be a big earth-shattering goal. It might be just a few $100s. But I certainly, in universe responding, would hold that constructive thought in mind, and I would look for messages that were sent to me, you know, by the universe, by my higher power, by God. Mm-hmm. And then I would discern what the guidance is, and I would then follow that guidance and act accordingly. And that action might, in fact, be a new couch. That might be putting it in my child's college fund, or it might be taking that, you know, $300 or $400 and doing something completely different with it. So my question is, does NLP get down to that level, or is it normally used for big goals that I'm holding in mind?
Oh no, I mean it can be used to help you do whatever you want to do. What NLP actually does, the way it works, it's funny, if you ever ask anyone what NLP is, they'll usually laugh first response, because it has so many tools and so it's so widespread that it's really a difficult question to answer. But what NLP actually does is it helps you access resources that you already have inside. It doesn't give you anything you don't have. It helps you bring up what's already there. It's usually when people come in, whatever they're looking for, whatever they need, they already have. They might be temporarily stuck or blocked and they don't see it, or they don't know how to access it. So it's a way of help bringing up those resources that are already inside. And
okay.
Especially for people who have a spiritual base and spiritual guidance, they already know and they have that. Like you said, if you just listen and allow it to come, it will give you the answer and let you know what to do. So NLP could help people get in touch with that. You know,
okay,
sometimes people get temporarily lost or distracted from that, and it's just bringing them back to the source.
Right, great. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you Becky, and also Jim, you mentioned about the subpower of the subconscious, and the movie talks about both the subconscious and the unconscious mind. And Jim, could you just take a moment and summarize for our listeners why this part of our being is so important when we are looking at the outcomes we experience in our life? I mean, why do we care about our subconscious mind?
Yeah, great question. The really, it's the manifestation engine, if you will. I mean, it really the power of each one of us when we're aligned. So when our subconscious beliefs, attitudes, behaviors are aligned with our conscious intentions, is you know, we're unstoppable at that point. It's like very powerful. And where we get derailed is, you know, maybe where the subconscious is, you know, you have a belief that's counter to what you're trying to create consciously. And the issue there is that the subconscious mind is way more powerful than our conscious mind. I mean, it controls so much of our, you know, behavior and everyday experience, that if it runs counter, it's going to trump kind of whatever we're trying to, you know, create consciously with our conscious mind. That's why a lot of times just maybe positive thinking, or although it's good and might have some good intentions, it doesn't always get us to where we want to go, because if there's a limiting belief that runs counter to that, it's going to trump whatever we're trying to do. So the objective then is to actually get in touch with those limiting beliefs and, you know, have some tools to actually address them, so that you then can manifest what you want and be aligned. Your conscious mind and your unconscious mind are aligned to fully create what you want.
So Jim, this would be then, since, you know, a lot of the information about the subconscious mind was introduced while you were talking about goals in the movies, and then certainly when you were talking about the section on limiting beliefs. So back to my example about being a manager. If I say that, you know, yes, I want to be a manager, and I have a great constructive thought, and I'm affirming that constructive thought, and I'm visualizing that constructive thought, you know, that may or may not be all that it takes, because if I'm also harboring deep down within me, in what you're calling my subconscious mind, that I am not worthy of that job, that maybe I don't feel that I'm truly competent for that job or for jobs of that caliber, then basically I am defeating what I am doing on the outer. On the outer, I'm saying, yes, I am worthy of this, and yes, I do want this job, but subconsciously I'm counteracting that by thinking that, no, I can't do it. No, I'm not worthy. No, I'm not able. Is that sort of what you're saying here, Jim?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, so that would be a limiting belief then, that you would then want to use one of the tools that we'll discuss later to help get me over that belief that is running counter to what I believe that I want in my life.
Exactly. Yeah, and you might not even be, you know, a lot of these programs went in when we're pretty young, you know, before we're like 5, 6 years old. Some of the most powerful programs went in there. So maybe a program that keeps you from getting what you want was installed back then, and you don't really even know. Just maybe a feeling in your stomach, or maybe it's just something that, you know, some kind of a feeling you want this thing, but there's something that's kind of holding you back, that's preventing you from actually being in action on it. You know, whatever that looks like, you're just not pursuing it. You're not even attempting it, or you are attempting it and then giving up before it actually manifests for you. Whatever that looks like, there's probably some limiting belief at the heart of that.
Okay. And so, Becky, yeah, I was really thought it was very interesting when in the part of the movie about limiting beliefs, the section that talked about belief in the body and how your mind can change the body. And certainly, those of us who adhere to unity principles, strongly believe that the mind has a tremendous impact on our health and on our body. And with universe responding, I absolutely believe that with constructive thoughts cocooned in a positive attitude that arises from an uplifting environment, and I think you would take that step one farther and say, what do we do with our subconscious to make sure that our personal environment is uplifting? I would certainly see that as a sort of a way that I would bridge the universe responding formula with what you're saying. But we, you know, we can use this for everything. And one of those things we can use it for is, in fact, health. And when you were talking about the belief in the body, how your mind can change the body, you had a very interesting section there about negative and positive thoughts directed at water, tied in with how much of our body is made of water and how those beliefs can affect water. Can you talk a little bit about that, Becky?
Sure, about the section with the motto. That was something they talked about as well, I think, in What the Bleep Do We Know, where Darren Weissman was one of the experts in the movie, and he actually studied with the motto, and he brought that up. Darren has a great set of tools he uses, combined several different tools into one. But with that, the study of water, Emoto actually took water, and he did experiments where he first took water from around the world, would freeze the water, and then take pictures of the crystals, and he found different formations. Some formed beautiful crystalline structures, and then some of them, the structures of the water broke down, the crystals broke down. So he did an experiment with water where he actually just directed thoughts at the water and did the same experiment, froze the water crystals and took pictures using a dark field microscope. He could had the technology to take pictures of the water crystals. And in the same way, he found that the positive words like love and gratitude, caused really beautiful crystalline structures to form, where negative words like hate or I will kill you was, I think, one of the statements. It actually, the crystals broke down and they were destroyed.
Now, isn't that amazing that that would happen, Becky? That is almost beyond belief, isn't it?
It is. It's hard to believe. And when you think about it, though, thoughts are energy. They're an electrical current. They send out an energy vibration. And in the same way, every day I get on my laptop and hook up to the wireless internet connection and through space somehow receive all these little messages.
Becky, we'll keep talking about this after our break. And I just want to remind our listeners that this program would not be possible without Unity FM. Please support Unity FM with your tithes and gifts. When we return, we're going to continue talking about water with Jim and with Becky, from the producers and directors of Beyond Belief.
My spiritual motto for life.
Thank you for joining us today as we learn how to use the universe responding spiritual model for life to co-create the life that we've always imagined through a divine partnership with God. We can do this. All we need to do is decide, and then we begin working every day, every hour, every moment with our higher power to co-create every life experience. Now, Becky, right before our break, we were talking about water, and you were telling me about how words of love and respect make our water crystals beautiful and how words of hate make our water crystals ugly. Can you continue to tell me a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. And you were saying how that's hard to believe. It's beyond belief, and it kind of is. But when you think about that, your thoughts really are energy. When you have a thought, and science already has proven this, and some of the scientists talk about this in the film too, when you have a thought, a chemical reaction occurs. There's a reaction. It's not just some nebulous thing in space. When you have a thought, there's vibrations that happen, electrical currents, chemicals are released in your body. And as we know through like the internet and wireless, now that everything's wireless, energy moves through space because we don't see it. And you turn on the radio, you receive a transmission. So energy vibrations are moving through space and affecting everything. But with this experiment, what Dr. Emoto discovered was that positive thoughts such as love and gratitude directed at bottles of water and written on paper or written on the bottles themselves, he would then freeze the water and then take pictures of the frozen crystals, that the positive thoughts formed beautiful crystalline structures where the negative ones caused the crystals to break down and fall apart and degrade. And when you consider, as Darren Wiseman talks about this in the documentary too, our bodies are over 70% water. We're mostly water. We're a bag of water walking around.
Yeah.
But the thoughts that you have are having an effect on you and on the people around you, and that affects your health too. So it's not only the chemicals released from your mind and your thought that get released into your body, but even the thoughts you have can affect the water around you. And since we're mostly water, it could be very important to be aware of our thoughts and our intentions and what we're directing towards people. He even found this with music. They tested it with music, with thoughts, with words, and found that those results across the board.
That is such a brilliant set of experiments to be able to show what we already know, and that is the power of constructive thinking. You know, one of the things that we were talking about when we were off the air at break was, how does your theory of beyond belief fit in with universe responding? And I was sort of saying this beforehand, but I just want to say this a little more clearly. With universe responding, we hold constructive thoughts, but those constructive thoughts must be cocooned and supported with a positive attitude. And where does that positive attitude comes from? Where does it come from? It comes from our uplifting personal environment. So we always say that you need to go down to that level of your personal environment and figure out what you need to modify in that personal environment so that you can have that uplifting personal environment, which is going to emanate that positive attitude, which is going to therefore support those constructive thoughts, which you then send out to the universe and that the universe responds to. But here's what I think. I think that what you have described in the movie Beyond Belief, all of those limiting beliefs and the subconscious mind and the tools to get over those limited beliefs on that subconscious level might be exactly what we need sometimes in order to make those modifications and those corrections which we need in our personal environment. In other words, I see it tied in extremely well with what we do with universe responding, because you've given us tools and an understanding that we can use as we are examining our personal environment to determine what needs to be changed and modified so that we can have those positive thoughts, that positive attitude, which then in turn supports those constructive thoughts. What do you think, Jim?
Yes, I think that's a very succinct way of summarizing it. You know, once your subconscious beliefs are aligned with what you're consciously intending, then the environment, you know, you'll seek out environments that support that. You'll find yourself, you know, making choices that support that, and everything will be aligned with that. When it's not, then you know, the environment, as you mentioned, might run counter to that. You might not know why. You might not know why you're not able to accomplish what you want. So I think all those are very intertwined, and yeah, it's very useful to you know, engage in a conversation about manifestation and including subconscious mind, conscious intention, environment.
Yes, and I really think that your movie really hit home for a lot of people, will hit home for a lot of people, talking about those limiting beliefs and how those limiting beliefs, as you had pointed out earlier, Jim, get instilled in us at a very young time in our lives. And we can go through life not even realizing that we have those limiting beliefs. And as we're holding those constructive thoughts in mind, and we think we have a positive attitude, we think everything's fine, we can't figure out why we're not getting what we want. We go back and find that's in our subconscious. So I think that your movie has a great merit to help us be able to think about and identify. It seems like a lot of what the first part of the movie is, with the goals and with the limiting beliefs, is almost trying to wake us up, make us aware of these things. Would you agree, Becky?
Yes, I would. That's right. Because the thing about beliefs, we often don't believe their beliefs. We believe their truth or their fact. We don't even recognize them as that. And one of the things I wanted to say, too, about the, we were talking about the personal environment. Joe Vitale is another one of the speakers. And he talks, you know, people often know him as the wealth-achieving, money-making type person, but he's also a very spiritual person. And one of his comments was about meaning, the meaning that we give any situation, that the meaning we give can either lift us up, bring us up, or bring us down. And these tools, a lot of the tools help us work with that, because the meaning we give situations comes often from our beliefs, and often they're unconscious. We don't even know they're there, where they're coming from.
Like the example
with the manager, we were talking on the break, well, what if I want to become a manager, but then I think about my work situation, and it's this horrible environment, and it may actually be a horrible environment, or it could be our beliefs and perceptions about it make us perceive it that way when it really isn't. Or doesn't have to be, and often when we change, the environment around us changes when we change ourselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you mentioned, we were talking about the tools, we've talked some about NLP. You also mentioned a tool called the Emotional Freedom Technique, EFT, and I noticed on your bios that both of you are familiar with EFT. Can you just spend about a minute telling me about EFT is? Becky?
Me? Okay. The EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, is a tapping technique that follows the meridians, kind of like acupuncture. There are meridians in the body where emotions can become kind of, I guess you would say, stuck. But by using this technique in just a minute or two, tapping through various parts of the body and doing a simple technique, you can release emotions if you're stuck in a feeling of sadness or depression or fear. You go through this technique in a minute or two, and it's just gone. It releases it.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, I just wanted to say, as far as the tools go, that there are a number of tools that are provided at the end of the movie that help you be able to utilize all that good information that you have in the movie. We only have just a couple minutes left. And, Jim, can you just give me maybe two things that you would like for someone to be able to understand and be able to use after watching this movie? Just two quick things.
Yeah, I would say that if, you know, as filmmakers, we've done our job. If the movie helps, you know, empower someone to create what they want in their life and to identify those things that might be stopping them from creating what they want and be able to have the tools to overcome that and to deal with that. So, you know, Our intention, our objective is, you know, what really inspires me and Becky is to have people, you know, really manifesting what they want, really being empowered to create what they want. And, you know, if the film helps to do that, then I think we've done our job.
Okay. Becky, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, I agree with what Jim said. And also when he talks about creating what you want, sometimes people don't even know what that is. They don't even have anything that they want, and they just think, well, this is my life, this is the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be, and it can't change. And the dreams I used to have, I can't do anymore, and that's impossible. And that those are all beliefs. And so to really, if it does nothing else, then get you to look at what your beliefs and start identifying what they are, that some of those things actually can change. You just don't believe it right now.
Right, right. Well, that's great. I really appreciate both of you being on our show today, Jim and Becky, producers and directors of the new movie, Beyond Belief. Just came out in December, right?
December 15th, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
December 15th, that's correct.
December 15th. Yeah. Great. Well, Jim, why don't you give us that website one more time so that people can know where to order the movie?
Yeah, it's at www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com.
Great.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Becky. Really enjoyed it. And I want to thank all of you for joining us for our Universe Responding program this week. Next week's program begins a once-per-month series where I invite someone on our show as a guest who actively practices the Universe Responding formula in their life. It's a great way to see Universe Responding in action and to learn from example.